Yes.
It comes out from what in the Maral, a person's almost got two personalities in him, right? He's got a whole Marechet of Toiv and a whole Marechet of Ra.
Yes.
My question is, how do you work with that? How do you work with a Marechet of Ra? And the second thing is, it says you have to be Behold of Avecha, Beyetzo to Beyetzo Ra. What does that mean exactly to be Oibed him with Yetzahara, with this whole Marechet? How does that play out exactly?
Well, there will be something in the last two pieces of his that will relate to it, and we could wait for that. He speaks about the Yetzahara, that even though it's Ra, it has a Tachlis of Tov, and we'll see that, and then he speaks as Varchala, Tov Varchala Ra, and he touches on it. So I think we'll talk about it when we get there. That's one. I mean, he brings the pasuk of After Shem Cholavoch Shnei Tzarecha, and so on. So we'll take notice of that there. And then the first one, I guess it's understanding that you may have different parts in yourself. The question is, who gets the control? Who's the one that actually is controlling it? Let's give an example in a business model. You'll have an investment firm, and an investment firm has in it also I forgot what that's called. It's the division that looks to see risk management, I think it's called. So their job is to take a look at the investment proposals of the company and to question the risk involved, you know, and say it's a lot riskier than you think, there are risks there, we didn't factor in the risks, and so on and so forth. So in a certain sense, the company is out to invest and make lots of money, and then there is a sort of devil's advocate in the company that their job is to say, 1 minute, it's not as good as you think, and so on and so forth. But everybody understands that in an investment firm, the person in the driver's seat is an investor. It's somebody that's looking to make money, and he needs also to listen to the people who are cautioning. But it's not a caution place. And when, you know, the driver's seat is given over to the proactive person, the other person just has some sort of balancing act. So when I have certain parts of myself, I need to acknowledge all of them. The question is, what's driving me? Who's in control? That's really, really, let's take an example. Imagine a person has one part of him that wants to be good in giving to people, and that's a part almost everyone has. A person also has a pit in himself that says being exploited by someone is not a healthy relationship. It says halacha, azav tazav imo. If the guy says, you know, I'm going to sit down and have a nap, and you go and do it because you have a mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to do it. It's only ozer taz of imo. Those are two conflicting attitudes, and the question is, what should the person be? Should the person be someone who is a giving person? His first reaction is, yes, what can I do to help? Unless, you know, when he feels that the situation is becoming exploitive, that's when he stops. Or the other way around, the person's first reaction is, I don't owe anything to anybody, I don't want to be used by anything, it's that. And unless the person is absolutely helpless, hopeless, impossible, then I'll be giving. And the question is always, who's in the driver's seat? I know someone like that who's a big belt stalker, very big belt stalker actually, but he needs stalkers for people that are absolutely 1,000% helpless and hopeless. If there's anything involved where the person might have some dignity of his own, something of his own, he gets very taken aback, and he's, you know, like, so if he can, you know, if he can do X, it's almost like he needs to be a helpless ward of his. Those are two very opposite. So the question is, which becomes the dominant need of the person? Every person has weaknesses. So I need to acknowledge that I need some time off, I need some time here, I need this and that. But the question is, who's in the driver's seat? And that's really, so we have Tov and we have Ra. The question is, what do we see ourselves at, and who's the Moishel? That's the point he speaks about, Moishel Memshala, and he speaks about it also. Okay, let's see, I think, yes?
Just one more small question. You get something within people, destructive behaviors.
Yes.
That's more a sickness, and really that he has to go and deal with that, or that's Dafka the Yetzer is in control when the destructive behavior and the person hurts himself, however that, let's say, comes out,
I don't know. It's a hard, I mean, in general, you know, in the gvul between biology, psychology, and Torah, there tends to blur. Ideally, biology means if somebody were to put enough of a certain chemical in me, I would be raging wild and destructive no matter what, and therefore I'll need a doctor to take those, to put those hormones or chemicals into control. There's nothing to do with psychology. It's also out of, I can't talk and discuss his past and his future and his present. It's a chemical imbalance. He's, you know, psychiatric diseases. He's bipolar. He's this. He's that. Those are let's call them mechanical type of diseases. But sometimes it blurs with the next level, which is inbred emotional things, which I need to come to grips with. So I'm not a giving person, but it has a lot to do with what I've been through myself, and the different the way I've been impacted as a child. And that needs a psychologist. And then there's an area, once things are pretty much available to me, the information, the knowledge, the understanding of myself, now I can make choices. When to give, how to give, to be giving, to be patient, to be tolerant, to be self-controlled. That becomes religious. In other words, I can fulfill my tithes and indulge in this world. What ought I do? And what is the right thing to do? That becomes religious, and that's midas. Sometimes the line is blurred. Somebody has a lot of baggage he's carrying with, that makes him a very angry person. Now, a psychologist will help him sort out his baggage, but on the other hand, also if he works very hard from a Torah point of view and says, you know, I have all this anger, but what's the right thing to do, and so on, that might be effective. I'm not sure. Those are very tough areas, because they tend to become gray, just like psychology and what's the right word for it? Medical psychology and cognitive psychology. It's also sometimes the line is not clear. Person is depressed. It might be chemical. It might be circumstances that can be worked out through cognitive therapy. It might be both together. You know, very, very hard. We don't know these things. And this is the great unknown, is to understand where the mind meets up with the brain, and where the neshama meets up with the guf is just as hard, if not harder. Okay, kuf lamed beis pei dalet in the dar. Omer b'ami ba'aba. My nechsev says ir ktana v'anoshim bo me'at. So the Gemara says, it's going on a pasuk Koheles. There's a small city with few people. Ubala melech gadol, and a big king came. V'sivev oisai, he surrounded it. Ubana lam etzudim gdolim, and he built ramparts to attack it. So now the Chazal say, what are we talking about? Ir ktana zehaguf. Anoshim b'mat elai varim. Ubala melech gadol v'sivev oisai zeyitzahara. Then the pasuk is mamshech u'matzo ba ish misken chacham. They found a, I guess the best word for translating misken is nebish. a real neb guy who's a that's it, it's a toif. Umilat asir b'chachmas is a tshuv ma'asim toivim. V'adam lezacha se'isha miskanahu. Nobody remembered this wretched fellow. Why? The b'shas yitzahara less than mitke yitzatov, because whenever yitzahara is at work, people don't remember yitzatov. V'chachma toz l'chacham zu tshuva ma'asim toivim. Ma'asora shalit ma'ashoy be'ir is beiz yedayim bezaglayim beiz yedayim beiz yedayim v'shikviyah kopeh. So we have a pasuk that tells us a little story. The story itself is not all that clear. Somebody attacking a city and somebody saving it and so on. And Chazal ties it to various aspects of the person. Very, very hard to see what exactly we're talking about and so on. So he explains. Pirse, ki ha'odom mitzad nafsha sheyesh loy. Nechshav kimoi ha'ir, ki ha'ir ein dorsham adam echad levadei. V'chein lemailas chashivus nafshu shal adam. Ein nechshav ha'adam prati. Rak nechshav kimoi klal, ashe klal hu asara. So, v'chein ha'nefesh v'men ha'koch l'asara evarim, sh'moi dekan. So the first point the pasuk is making is there are things that I perceive as one unit. I have a table. The table is one table. It's true that if I bang with a hammer, there will be parts of the table that are weaker and parts of the table that are stronger, and it'll break through in one place, won't break through another place. But I look at the table as one entity. When I look at a city or a country, or I look at it as a group acting together, and it means it's a little bit. Each person's individual activity is important in how it contributes to the whole thing, because each one is different. Let's take a counter example. The liver consists of many, many, many liver cells. They function in tandem in a way that for all practical purposes, it's one entity. I evaluate and look at it as the liver. True that there might be one cell that's infected, affects the other cell. It might be that one cell is grown out of control, but I am not amiss if I look at it as the liver. But if I look at a city, when I study sociology, politics, things of that nature, even though societies tend to act as a group, but I really need to understand it consists of a lot of individuals. And the same thing, a person consists of chalakim. Going back to what you asked before, Peter, it's things. I need to understand that there are different parts and pieces to myself. They're supposed to at some point act in tandem. They act generally in tandem, but not always. There's a lot of times it starts to occur because I need to understand these forces as being independent. One of the things that Balamus a lot of times will ask as a question, and the answer really is to be had by negating the question. They ask, how could a person who is so smart, nice, good, righteous, do something that is so this? Well, when we speak about a person being X, Y, or Z, we speak about a dominant trait, but we don't speak, every person consists of different parts, different elements. And the interplay of these elements is the person. And yes, when a person works at diminishing one part to the point of vanishing, but the fact that I have a very strong chelik of niceness doesn't preclude me be very difficult in other circumstances. And therefore, it's a mistake when we meet somebody that we feel is he's a good person, a giving person. I mean, in my Muslim Shidduchim, I think it's one of the mistakes that people make when they, everybody wants a woman as a Baal Chesed, or at least they say so. The mistaken notion is as follows. If this woman is going around all day long baking cookies for poor people and giving blankets as that, then living with her will certainly make her a very easy person. Sort of a kavachoma. Madoch, somebody she has no responsibilities to. She gives away stuff. Certainly the person will be very giving with her husband or with his wife. And the truth is that that's a lousy kal v'chomer. Many, many pirchas on the kal v'chomer. The person giving to others is a tchuna. Getting on with people is another tchuna sanefesh. They're not labeled as one generic goodness. And under the big label of goodness, you know, the big goodness is rated as 100, and the lesser goodness is 90 and 80, so that you say that Mechal Masai Mona. It doesn't work like that. There are different parts in a person. A person might be very irritable in a certain area, and they're not doing the goodness. And the Kal V'chomer is a very shallow understanding. So by listing the amount of Chesed projects this particular young lady is engaged in, it's something sweet to talk about in Sheva Brachas, but it doesn't always say about how easy a person get on. It doesn't say when the person is not in a chesed mood what they're like. It doesn't translate to other areas either. Okay, at any rate, so the person is now the different parts are the enayim, does naim, the rosh hakviyah, the peh, yadayim, raglayim. These are all the 10 parts of the person that interact with the outside. The liver and the kidneys and the lungs and the heart, every other thing a person has in himself, are really the internal machinery. And that's really not relevant. But the other parts are the parts that are external features, and they're relevant. And therefore, the nefesh is seen as a city containing all of these subsets. V'amah, kele'ir azayz bo'eleo melech gadol. A big king came, Nikri Yitzhahara Melech, Vavur ki kol inyan shlo limloch. The Yitzhahara is trying to dominate. Ba'av mal sashem soch en mekablala. Ve'ino kimol yoinim shem eshos el yu malachim shem shluch ha'mokim nikroi. Shelo hoye mekablala mashmai lo yimoytze zot mishos Hashem yisparach. So the Maral here defines the malach, the yikorach of Ra, a very fascinating way. The every other alternative, Lamasha, you have Akash Baruch would like to do chesed. There's a Midas Hadin. But the Midas Hadin is not supplanting Akash Baruch Hu. The Midas Hadin is trying to present the Chelek of Din. Akash Baruch Hu chooses between the two. The tachlis of Ra, of Yetzirah, is to take the control of the person. That the avodas, that the Adam be headed towards Ra. It's directly, he's focused on the malchus in the person. And it's Elumaseh. We're trying to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch on all our avarim, and he's trying to be mamlech something else. So it's not the question of doing X or Y or Z as in a particular affair. It's a question who's running the show. And he says, V'ubonal mitzurim dolom el avonish dan milkad behem. They surround the person, and the affairs themselves trap the person. And one understands it in many ways. One, the affairs themselves, so let's forget Siyata Shmaya and things like that. But as a person does more and more Averis, he's basically making himself into a kli that's fit for domination by the Koyches of Ra. The person, every instinct of his, every feeling of his, every aspect of his is welcoming to Ra. And therefore the person is open to Ra. he says the so the mitzudos are the averis themselves trap the person into ra, and in many ways, there are many aspects to it. When a person sees himself as being ra, then that becomes his personality. Let's give an example. Let's take a simple example. A kid who functions well in school, and he's told, you're a shining example of a star student. Then he tries very hard to be a star student because he does all things star students do because that's his person. If he's taught that you're a real monster, and you know there's very, you know, it's like you're always trouble, then the person himself also, he begins to feel that that's his personality. I'm the troublemaker. That's me. and it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy many times. Then he says, "Umotzeba ish misken zeitzatov." Zeitzatov is called an ish misken, like in modern Yiddish, misken means somebody who's rachmanes, ned, shfal ruach, along those lines. Why? I mean, we probably do feel many times that Yitzhahara is a real he-man and the Yitzhatov is kind of nebbish, but why does the pasuk call it that way? The Niki Yitzhatov ish miskin bavuk zeo tachlis ha-toiv al-odom shemnichik me'ani. He says because the toiv is humble. That is really the persona of the toiv. Kishe kasha odom nichna me'kabalim yosh Hashem. Aval kasha odom yesh gavus leiv inov yosh shemayim. So here, so he says the opposite of the Ra of the Yetzirah who wants to be Melech is the Hachna of the Yetzirah. If we're to ask ourselves, in the worst, in the averis that are worse, where a person is a poishaya, is kavan limud by, or a person is lakuy in deus kaisvis and so on, those all come with a very strong knach of gaiva. In other words, the person is totally a bal gaiva. The person wants to be feel strong, powerful, not oppressed by anybody, not told what to do by anybody else. That's very, very important for him. And therefore, the person who does things that he's been told you shouldn't, because nobody's been telling me what to do. But the toiv is all about being a nichna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the master of the world. He's given us toiv and ra, and we need to do what is toiv because HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands it of us, obligates us, asks it of us, whatever. So the Yetzer toiv is characterized as a ish miskein, because really that's where, I mean, that's really what he is. He's a person who is an entity whose very mohus is the nichna. Well, Karin said, "Ishmisi, behefer negitzor melachi, yitzor mesis legavus alev. Shadov is a silk yosh Hashem kasim rav chashashecha." Emotionally, if I don't feel, intellectually, emotionally, if I don't feel I owe something to somebody, I don't feel that I'm meant to be nichna somebody, then I'm not. And there's nothing that forces me to do right and or to stay away from bad. If the Korah says it's a toiv chacham, ki it's a toiv machriya chaysay lilmoid. So the first point is that the opposite in terms of midas is gaiva versus anava, very important distinction. And then he says, because it's a toiv chacham, It's a toiv machrius liyisrael sanil kol maisa. Nekach uchacham hoish amru eiz uchacham roes anulad ki muchoyte sevdechim cheshmet. Bukach leba tshuva. Muchote voice a tshuva. The hefach zanika yitzhar melech zoknuk sil nika melech mashamayno v'nika zoknuk sil shazokin ashen uchacham liyisrael sanilad mikomok of nishu rola for maisim harbe yishulkach yodua yodea shim oise gamki moshasim shon fana. So he says like this: the Yetzirah is the Yetzirah is called Chacham, and the Yetzirah is called Ksil. So he says the difference is why, in what sense is he a Chacham? He's a Ksil. Calling the Yetzirah a fool, the Yetzirah Dafka seems to be quite sharp. There's a story. Somebody in the Mir was learning himself or Slabodka. I may have heard of Slabodka, but I'll take the names as apocrypha, but the word's a good word. And the Alter came over and asked him, he saw he has no chavrusa, he asked him, who's your chavrusa? So he answered, my Yetzirah. So the Alter asked him, why'd you particularly select him as your chavrusa? And he answered, because there's nobody brighter in the Beis Medrash than him. But yet the Pasuk calls it Ksil, Yetzirah Ksil, and Yetzirah is a Chacham. And the answer is, in the very distinction between Ra and Toiv, Ra is always focused on the here and the now. It's something where both the Ra and the Toiv are looking for Oinik. Oneg drives the world, motivates the world. The Ra sees every minute as it, this is it. And just like the Rav Shapiro says, the word Ra is like Torah and Beshevet Basel. It's to chop up into many pieces. Every moment's one for itself. Tomorrow, there is no tomorrow, and there is no yesterday. It's right now, what can I do? And versus Toiv, which the Loshon HaTovus HaNeir is to draw, sees things in the long continuum. He sees things as a hemshech. And so one of the big nafkaminas between Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Tov lies in being teifus the moment or being teifus the hemshech. So anyone who sees things through Hemshech is called a Chacham. And that's what Ezo Chacham Roya said Neila. He understands life in longer, in sort of, in the length of it. And the Ksil is somebody who takes each moment for what it is. And that's that. Shazokin says, even though he's not a Chacham, but a Zokin has wisdom because he's learned to look at things in a longer scope. I mean, even things like Chinuch, a young person will react based on a segment of a year, because my experience has been 2 years of Chinuch, 3 years of Chinuch, 4 years of Chinuch, so I look at things, versus somebody who's been 30 years of Chinuch, 40 years of Chinuch, so he says, you know what? I've seen 30 years worth of it, now let me tell you, I don't look at it at the moment, I look at it in the bigger picture. So a Zokin is a Chacham, even if he's not inherently a Chacham, but his scope is very different. Because he looks and he says, you know, he's seen the Rasha enjoy his Rishas, and then stop enjoying it, and then become extremely disappointed with the way it's gone to. So he says, it says very shom kiyam nigrash. The Rishayim are chased as like the ocean. Ma yam hagala rishna ema achshon elmitzit koilam. Just like in an ocean, the first wave as it rises says, I am going to sweep in the entire world. The kibush shabola choil, and when he gets to the sand, who korea umishtabe, he breaks. The Eina Gal Shei Lomnishin, and the second one doesn't learn from the first one. Kach Paru Nizgura Al Yisrael. Vepila Kadosh Baruch Hu. B'chein Amolek Esich Ba'oig. U'bilo U'bolog. Bein Echad Omni Chavera Adka. So Chazal point out a deficiency in a Rasha is that it's like a wave. There's no long, even though the waves seem to be coming continuously, each wave does its own thing, and there's no hemshah. Well, the fikach kores is zaken shorah meisim harbish megil shoyim bechoytim vayachet shalahem lera vein chochem gebal nisoyim kol ze gurim yisar lo adam ki apim adam zaken bro meisim harbe vayroi lo shaloi adam rasha shleika gamkin lo kemashkal hashem shachisim vaden im kol ze oksil ben alamit musa akach nikri yitzahara zaken ksil. So yitzahara is called the zaken ksil. The ksil part is re-emphasizes that despite the fact that he may have seen a lot, his scope is always minute to minute. Even though he's young, and by all rights, something that's young has a limited scope. So the scope of the young person, even though he's young, but he already can project ahead and see what's going to be. When a person is caught up in Yitzhara, he doesn't remember Yitzhara. So he says over here, when a person is caught up, this is going back to the first point. Let's give an example. I guess we'll use computers again since they're just handy as a mashallah. I have a computer. My computer works on Windows. Somebody comes along and tells me I can program it and I can make an operating system on Ubuntu. So I say fine. But it's an either or. When the system is in Windows mode, it's Windows all the way. When it's in Ubuntu, it's Ubuntu all the way. It's got nothing to do with Windows. It's going to be its own system from A to Z. When a person has the Ra in himself, the person becomes completely caught up with it, and then it, since the Ra demands, I guess, the Malchus, it demands to be the operating system, then there's no way to remember the Tov, because right now my mind doesn't have the ability to remember the Tov. It's sort of busy with something else. It's operating system is something else. So the lack of not being able to... Yes?
Is that because he has his stylus?
Is that because what? I'm sorry?
Is that because he has his stylus?
No, it's because it's something... when you talk about a deep nekuda, that fills me up. This is me now. I don't... If it would be part of one system, you can say, well, I still have this, I still have this. Let's give an example. You have, let's say, in Europe, countries were captured and reshuffled and so on and so forth. So as long as this particular province belongs to the same country, to Poland, so even if there's a different government, there has to be some sort of hisyachsus to what previous governments had done. I can discontinue a program, continue a program, but it's still part of it. The minute, but let's say that piece of Poland is captured by Germany or Russia or whatever, so then if from now on has no shares was there before. It's in different malchus. And therefore, it's not as if, well, the law here used to be until this time like this, and now it's like this. It's, we became a German Republic, and this is the state. That's it. That's where my history starts from. When a person gets taken over by Ra, so there is no, I mean, Tov never has a standing in the Malchus of Ra. So we're talking here not so much about doing a particular Avera, having a Yetzar for a particular Avera, but rather taking over the very hot neshama of a person. There's a big difference between a person who has a Yetzar to do X and he indulges, to a person whose entire Metzias is where to have a blessed. This is me. This is I'm all about this. This is what this is the only thing that is worthwhile. It's the only thing that's kedai to have. Is always think of where the next party will be. It's a very, very different, it's a world difference, because it's difference what's in the control tower, who's controlling, what's controlling. Okay, so we'll hold it here. I would suggest also thinking about what we do after the Sivka Hayetza. We have another two shtiklach here. So I guess we can decide at some point soon what we'll do afterwards. Any questions, anything?
Just Rabbi Shaw's stand.
Yeah.
So he described Eid Zahara as the Koichlis and Eid Zahara as a Seichel. Is this a different Mahalach completely?
I don't think so. Let's give a marshal from contemporary items. We spoke about operating systems that are different. The companies also produce computers, so you have an Apple computer and what they call iPads, some things, and they have Apple operating systems. But it's really different. You could actually, somebody could take that computer, put this operating system on it. There's it's a tov, when we say it's seichel, it doesn't mean it's the thought process. It's a person acting upon thought process. In my vision of what is it that I am and ought to be, it's the person whose maisim are not the looking for pleasure, but the result of a decision, of an understanding of what's tov. So we're really dealing with a very, very different. So it's not seichel. I mean, the morale in many places calls it a shama seichel. In Rabbi Saul speaks about it. But we're talking more than just the limb or the aver of the seichel and so on. We're talking more about the perspective of the person, the direction of the person, things of that nature. Okay. Good. So good Shabbos. Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Rabbi Shabbos.
Bye.